I'd say a lot of people after the halfway stage would have put us in the bottom three. I think we're going very well. Just got to keep getting points on the board. We have a tough game now, starting back again Friday against Rovers. So we'll just try to get 3 points there and go from there.
Yeah, and it is a big game, isn't it? Harps did well up against Shamrock Rovers in Dublin. I think they ended up winning that game 3-2, but it was one that could have gone either way.
Yeah, I suppose we had a bad start and we were 2-0 down early on, and then we got it back to 2-2. And I thought we looked like the side that we were going to win it. And then Simon Madden popped up in the last minute with a fantastic winner. So we felt very, very unlucky down there. And look, we're going out for the 3 points on Friday and we'll give it our best shot.
Yeah, because you're going into this game on the back of a decent run of results before the break. 7 points out of 9, 2 good results at home. So perhaps Harps can go into this game with plenty of confidence.
Yeah, I think we needed to get a few points on the board before the break. I think we'd two wins in the 1 week, and then the lads travelled to Sligo and got a good draw there. So we just got to keep this run going, and hopefully we can add to it Friday night.
Well, listen, your own situation here at Harps, it's been a kind of a stop-start season for you with injuries, and that's something that's been hampering you over your career. But I'd say you're glad to get back in there and back in among the goals.
Yeah, I suppose I came up here to play games, and then I had a little hamstring injury maybe 4 or 5 games into the season, which put me out for nearly 5 weeks. But I'm feeling good now, feeling fit. Obviously the suspension isn't going to help, but just gotta get back playing games and try out my score tally.
Yeah, that's ending off as well. It was a controversial moment very late in that game in Balbuffet. Some people that were closer to it than I was suggested that maybe it was a bit of an overreaction.
I think it's a yellow card, no more. I suppose their reaction from the bench was what I thought got me sent off, but I don't think it's never a red card. I know it's a small bit late, Buchan would have done, but look, what can we do now? The ref made his decision.
Yeah, well, listen, you were playing that night as the striker, the striker's role. You've played as well as kind of a wide man too. I think it's very clear though that you prefer to play up front, don't you?
Oh, big time. To start the season, Ollie had me on the right, and then I was on the left, and I was playing the 10. And then he kind of put me in when Kieran got suspended. He gave me the chance to play up top, and I suppose I took my chance and scored 2. And then again on the Friday, I got another one. So look, number 9 is my position, but anywhere I can help the team, I'll play. I'm not too pushed.
Yeah, and your old club Cork City are flying high at the top of the Premier Division. Is that something that maybe doesn't surprise you, Danny, given the fact that you know so much about the talent and the experiences in that squad?
Yeah, they're a great bunch, and I suppose they're a full-time club as well. They have a lot of quality in the side, and they added to it again this season with Conor McCormack and a few other lads coming in like Campion and Cahan. But I think the league is pretty much wrapped up for them. I suppose how many games we threw, they're unbeaten. Watched them against Dundalk last Friday night, and they were absolutely exceptional. So look, I wish them all the best in the future, but I'm up here in Harps now, so we just got to go look after Harps.
Yeah, and Harps are in this battle at the other end of the division. People are suggesting that it's a battle between 6 clubs from perhaps Bowes down, and Harps are in second place in that at the minute, so it's important to stay either first, second or third to avoid the drop.
I suppose we gotta take points off the teams around us. I think there's 4 teams below us at the moment. If you asked me at the start of the season, would I take in this position at halfway point, I suppose everyone would have said not a bit your hand off for it. A lot of people gave us odds on to be relegated. So we just got to keep out of that drop zone in that bottom three, and that's our aim, just to stay up. That's our main aim.